On December 1st, Cincinnati's newest council members will take the oath of office, and for the first time, they'll be serving four-year terms. WVXU's political reporter Howard Wilkinson joins me to talk about what that will mean. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning.
So will a four-year term really make that much of a difference?
Well, we've had, ever since 1925, when we had charter government, we've had two-year terms. And one of the biggest criticisms was that members of city council spent most of their time running for re-election. I mean, they were constantly raising money and in a lot of cases, posturing for the next election. Now, the theory under the four-year terms is that they'll have some time, you know, at least in the first and maybe the second year, where they can just calm down and they can look at issues and they can study issues and they can act on issues and try to solve some of the problems that the city has. And they may make unpopular decisions but early on in their terms, but by the time they run for re-election, sometimes the voters' memories are not that long and they might have forgotten about it, but they'll still have the name recognition and they can start raising money and running for re-election.
Now, one person who won't get to find out is Lori Quinlivan.
Well, that's the ultimate irony of this thing. This was her idea. She came up with this idea of four-year terms for city council members for exactly that reason, that they would have more time to spend actually doing their jobs and not running for re-election. And she got it on the ballot in 2011, and the voters passed it pretty overwhelmingly. And she ran this year for re-election and lost. She came in 10th. In the unofficial vote, she was 900 votes behind Amy Murray, who took the ninth and final spot on council. So there was this irony that the person who created the four-year terms won't get to serve one.
And I'll have to wait 4 years to run again if she chooses to do so.
If she chooses to do so.
Now, turnout was exceptionally low this year. Why do you think?
It was abysmally low. 28.84% in the city of Cincinnati went out to elect a mayor and nine members of council. There's no more important political act that you can do in a city than elect a mayor and a city council. But almost 7 out of 10 voters decided to stay home. There's this apathy, and I think to a certain extent there's a sort of a cynicism about voting and about the political process. And I'm not sure it's all the fault of the local politicians. Some of it trickles down from Washington and the gridlock that people see in Congress and the political infighting, and they just get tired of it and they get sick of it. So they drop out. They don't participate. To me, it's the wrong decision to make, but that's a decision a whole lot of people make. You go back into the 1970s, which really wasn't that long ago. In city council elections, you had well over 60% of the voters going out to the polls. Today, you know, we have to struggle to get up to 30%. And it's very troubling, and it's a troubling trend in politics.
With that low number of voters, do you think that the mayor-elect John Cranley and the council really have that mandate, that support from the public that they'll need to go out and do their jobs?
Well, that's an interesting question. I mean, he had a clear majority of the people who went to the polls, John Cranley, that is. He had 58%, 16 percentage point lead over Roxanne Qualls. So he has a mandate of a sorts, but when it comes right down to it, in the whole universe of registered voters, there were only 16% of the registered voters in Cincinnati who voted for him, about 12% for Roxanne Qualls. So, yes, he does have a mandate from the people who chose to participate because apparently they believed in his agenda and want him to go forward with it.
And briefly, Mayor-elect Cranley has said to the Inquirer, a streetcar discussion is over. It's upsetting. It's upsetting to him that construction is continuing now. Is it really over?
Well, it's going to take a while, I think, to be over because you have contracts out. You actually have the work being done right now. And, you know, you're going to have to negotiate with the contractors. And you're also going to have to get council to go along. It would appear that there is a majority on council to do this, but it's not going to happen on day number one.
Thanks, Howard.
Thank you.
Howard Wilkinson is WVXU political reporter. You can read his column and stories at WVXU.org.